Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Wanted to share with you an awesome analogy that Liston Witherell shared with me on our recent interview over on Forecast. You can check that out at forecast.fm/Liston. We were talking about what to do when you hit that famine cycle in your business. And hopefully this doesn't happen very often, but it does happen where, you know, you're busy with client work, you're busy delivering, and you kind of stop marketing, you stop selling, you stop doing the business development stuff. And then all of a sudden client work comes to an end, the work dries up, you don't have a lot of leads in the pipeline, and now you're kind of stuck wondering, you know, what do you do next? It's going to take you some time to drum up business. It's going to take you some time to do some marketing, and, you know, you got a problem now in the short term. So Liston said something really interesting. He said, look, my favorite meal of the year is Thanksgiving. My favorite holiday, rather, of the year is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is like, you know, like everyone just gets together. It's not about commercialization. It's about just having a good time with your family. You get together, you come together, you cook a huge meal, and you enjoy one another's company. But one of the things about Thanksgiving is you cook so much food that you could not really finish that food in one night. Like, it's impossible. You can't eat all that food in one night, no matter how many people you have over. So what happens is on Thanksgiving, there's always leftovers. A lot of that food, maybe half of it, maybe more, gets put in the fridge. And now you've got, like, you know, a week's worth of food to eat. He said, your clients are a lot like that in that you invest all this time and energy into building client relationships and to cultivating relationships and to doing great work for your clients. You're investing all this goodwill. And then when the project's done, it's done, and you don't derive any benefit or any value from those relationships ever again. Because you think, well, I did what they paid me to do. It's time to move on. But that's not true. You have all this goodwill. You have this relationship that you built. You have all these leftovers now in the fridge. Like, you had the meal, you did the work, you completed the project, client's happy. They've now left your home. They've left the office. But there's all these leftovers in the fridge. Who's going to eat the leftovers, right? So the best thing to do is when you hit that famine cycle in your business is open up the fridge and look for some leftovers. Go to your clients. Go to your existing clients and your old clients. Go to your existing clients because you have obvious goodwill there. You're already delivering great work for them. And see if there are opportunities for you to create more value for them. And then go to your old clients who, if they're happy with the work, then would probably welcome a conversation with you again, either to see if they have more needs that you could solve or to maybe refer you to other people who might need your services. So I love that analogy. A lot of time, a lot of energy goes into cooking a Thanksgiving dinner. Most of the food is not eaten that night, gets put in the fridge for leftovers. You've got leftovers too. You've got leftover goodwill in your client relationships. And when you need to drum up business, probably the first place that you should look. Check out the full interview with Liston Witherell over on Forecast at forecast.fm/Liston. Enjoy. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.